Republican Governor Larry Hogan has asked the General Assembly to approve a plan to spend nearly $2 billion in additional school construction money statewide over the next 4 years. And the Baltimore County Executive, Democrat Johnny Olszewski, agrees. Yesterday, Olszewski painted a dire picture before a state Senate committee of what might happen without the money. WYPR's John Lee has this report.
Olszewski told the Budget and Taxation Committee that Baltimore County has 14 school projects that have been promised and are underway. Finishing them will cost around $600 million. And as he grapples with an $81 million budget shortfall, Olszewski said what the county needs is more money over the next several years, not just this year.
Otherwise, we're going to have to pull the plug on contracts and delay schools that, frankly, parents are expecting to be done.
And there are the county's overcrowded and dilapidated high schools. Olszewski said dealing with those schools also will cost an additional $600 million.
Without your help and without the legislature's help, I can't even commit to a kindergartner today that they're going to have a high school replacement.
The proposal from the Hogan administration is to pay for the school construction with bonds, funded by money from casino revenues that are in the so-called education lockbox. The school construction fund would be administered by the Maryland Stadium Authority. Matthew Palmer is the governor's deputy legislative liaison.
This would meet approximately 90% of the annual funding requests, which we have seen from school systems across the state.
Earlier in the session, Olszewski asked legislators to give the county an additional $100 million a year for school construction over the next 5 years. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.